Just 3 days out from the election and the same-sex marriage debate has again taken centre stage. Two senior government ministers have refused to declare how they'd vote in Parliament if a plebiscite was carried. Treasurer Scott Morrison wouldn't reveal how he'd vote when he was questioned by Lee Sales on 7:30 last night. And on Late Line, the Deputy Liberal Leader Julie Bishop said her vote would depend on the outcome of the plebiscite. UK Prime Minister David Cameron has insisted the British people must not turn their backs on Europe as he wraps up meetings with 27 leaders in Brussels. It is the first time they've all met since the shock Brexit result, and there is still no timeline on triggering Article 50, which begins the formal path to an exit. Earlier, the European Parliament saw angry exchanges as UK's Independence Party leader Nigel Farage was jeered, with members yelling at him, "Why are you here?" And a man has had his arm severed by a train after falling onto tracks in Sydney's southwest. It took emergency services more than an hour to free the 41-year-old after he was hit by the train at Warwick Farm Station just before 11 o'clock. The man was taken to Liverpool Hospital for further treatment. And police this morning are investigating the suspected firebombing of a car outside an Islamic college in Perth overnight. A four-wheel drive was destroyed and anti-Islam graffiti sprayed outside the Australian Islamic College in Perth's eastern suburb of Thornleigh.